Tuesday Night Gaming. Tuesday Night Gaming never changes.
Hey, yo!
Starring Jay, Zach, Matt, and Alana.
Hello.
It is
us. Oh, and Alana back playing video games again.
Stay tuned on the end for They Always Notes.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah.
A
surprise Naomi notes.
That's right.
So today we are playing Fortnite after an attempt to play Mass Effect 3 that didn't work out. And we're talking
about... It did work!
About...
How dare you! It absolutely
worked. It
mostly just
worked.
Isn't conducive
to our sensibilities.
I enjoyed it, but it just doesn't... It's not conducive to talking. It's more screaming about getting shot.
It's not as mindless as I remembered. It's actually quite mindful.
Very good. But today we're talking about Fallout Episode 1, which I quite enjoyed. And
on Amazon Prime, Hail Corporate.
Hail Corporate.
And I am not
Amazon
ashamed.
Prime with their stupid ads.
I'm not ashamed to say I was very enthusiastic.
Hold on. I said the Avatar skins are here.
That's right.
And Star Wars is coming back.
And I still can't afford them.
What?
Oh, yes, you can. So just
open your wallet.
Just crack open that wallet and you can afford it just fine.
Pretend. I just pretended it's Overwatch 1 and
so,
I just opened
guys,
the wallet.
I have a question. So there's a bundle, an Avatar bundle that's Zuko and Katara. Do you think that the Fortnite creators ship Zutara?
Oh, 100%.
Definitely.
I think 100%. The Fortnite creators look... It's cold, hard numbers, Lana. Who are the most popular characters? Put them together. Make that cash.
Lean back and watch the money roll
it's
in.
It's that simple. It's that simple. Pay us to flip a switch. All right. So can we discuss our experience? Wait, dude, you're not going to be the army man?
I put it on random. He'll come when he comes. So
can we discuss our experience playing the Fallout games?
Sure.
Go for it.
Now, would you like to go first?
I think I played 5 minutes of one once, like the beginning when you're still in the vault. And I was like, okay.
And you didn't get out of the vault.
And I realized I don't have the patience or focus for single player games.
Do you remember which one it was?
No, absolutely not.
If it's the one where you're in the vault, it was 3.
Really? Only one of them you start in the vault?
I thought that was the entire premise.
Well, okay, dude, was it a 3D game or was it like Arcanum?
It was like Arcanum.
Oh, then I was wrong.
Zach, also, I'll have you know that the beginning of 76, you start in a vault.
Oh, get record.
I thought the whole premise of the entire franchise was that you always start in a vault. Is that not the case?
Mostly. I guess I'll go. I played 3, New Vegas, which is one where you don't start in a vault, and Shelter.
Which is apparently a mobile game.
It's a mobile
Shelter
game.
Shelter is a great game, by the way. I put so many hours into Shelter.
I got a little addicted for a while.
Give me
there.
Shelter. I've never heard you mention that.
I have. You just don't listen, but that's okay.
What?
I built up my Shelter so huge. It was so ridiculous. I put a lot of hours into it.
Did you put any real money into it, Chang? Or just hours of your time?
God, no.
All right. Alana and Jay?
Jay can go.
I did not play a single minute. No, I take that back. I did play 3 minutes of Fallout 3 and 2 minutes of Fallout 4. And shit ton of Shelter. But I do have a good background because my roommate, when I was living in Silver Spring, loved the Fallout franchise, and I had just gotten like the projector.
Uh-huh.
And he came back into town. So he had moved out, and then he had to come back first to teach a course or something. I can't remember. He was in town for like 2 weeks or something like that. And he stayed with me in my apartment, and I had set up the projector to be 160 inches.
All right.
And so all week, but he came here and all the work that he was supposed to do got canceled, but they were still paying him because like no one knew what was why he was here. Like they just never like actually solidified what was going on. So he just spent 2 weeks on my couch playing Fallout on my on my projector. And so I got to watch all of Fallout be played. So I didn't have to.
Fallout 3? Yeah. Or just all the games?
Fallout 3 and Fallout 4, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I didn't have to play it because it wasn't my bag.
Interesting.
Don't really like
that. Seems like it would be.
I have issues with open world and open like missions and stuff like that. Like it's like Gran Turismo. I can't really. Not Gran Turismo. It's like
Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft. Yeah. There's just too much for me to think about. Like if I can't do stuff, like I need a little bit of rails to keep me focused. Otherwise, I just run around and get really confused, and then I don't do anything.
All right, I can definitely see that.
Well, I would say I very much got into the ones I played. So maybe I'll be the expert this time.
Yeah, you can have some Zaxplanations.
Zach will say that was in the trailer.
But the problem is I don't want to give stuff away.
There's no giving away. We don't care.
I care.
Yeah, honestly.
I want to know. No, but I want to know.
Don't tell
him. I don't care about if there's spoilers.
Well, you're not the only person here.
Well, tell me.
Jay wants to know.
We got enemies. Well, how's the ghoul still alive after 200 years? Tell me right now.
It's because of Brad.
I know that.
All right, so shall we jump into the episode? Or, Alana, I assume you have nothing?
You know, that's a bad assumption, and you should let me talk.
Wow.
Oh, yeah,
can you believe this guy?
By the way, very quickly, before you talk, Dav was talking to me about questions of the day, and he's like, yeah, you guys really don't listen to Alana's answers, do you?
It's so true.
The amount of times you guys have been like, what did you say, Alana, after I've told you like 3 or 4 times is a lot.
I would say yes, that is true, but on the other hand, all your answers sound like jokes.
That's allowed. I'm sorry, is that against the rules? Did I sign a contract? A Tuesday Night Gaming contract?
Your answers are boring.
Is it just a joke because it comes from Alana?
Yeah.
No, it's because of her snarky tone.
Do you not know your sister?
Yeah, have you like listened to your own voice?
Well, I want.
Have you had a conversation with with any of your family members?
Oh. More to the point,
I think the reason why I ask is just I didn't know if there was a better answer coming or if the immediate joke answer is.
Wow, a better answer coming.
By I mean, did you answer? I mean, are you sure you're going to stick
properly.
To that original terrible answer?
Answer according to Matt's standards.
That's right.
Answer properly.
That's my little corner of the podcast, so I take personal ownership of it.
This is why people tune into Jay's stream for the drama.
For the banter. It's part of the part of the theme song is the banter.
I feel like R2 would listen to Alana.
Probably. Ooh, what's that?
All right, I picked up firebending. Hacha!
I have waterbending.
Ooh.
All right, let's get moving, goddammit.
Hey, I didn't answer the question!
Are you sure, or did they just not hear you?
No, I was waiting patiently for everyone else to stop.
I appreciate you letting me answer first.
Yeah, and I have an answer. I played 4 hours of Fallout 76 on Sunday.
Ooh. All right,
and how was that?
And how was it? It was an MMO, yeah.
Yeah.
It is indeed an MMO.
Did you like Vault Boy?
I did like Vault Boy. I mean, I've seen him before.
You just see him around?
Yeah.
All right. So, with that in mind, shall we jump into the episode then?
Hey! Okay, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, there's
I thought you were leaving without me. Whoa!
Hang on, Jay. We're coming. Try not to die.
Oh my god, this is too high of a cliff!
This bag crunch. All right. Yes. So we begin with Walter Goggins as a, disgraced actor.
His name is Walton.
Isn't that what I said?
No, you said Walter.
No. Okay.
Who is Walton Goggins?
He's a famous actor.
He's a somewhat famous actor.
He's a famous character actor.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. He was in stuff. Righteous Gemstones.
He's in Justified. He's like the main bad guy in Justified.
Oh, so he hasn't expanded his range much. If he's still a cowboy.
Like Sam Elliott.
People can be cowboys.
Okay, wait, yeah. Okay, so thoughts about this. So first of all, I'm surprised it didn't start with someone saying war never changes. Which, wow. Jay, I wanted to talk to you about that.
Why is this Jay? He's just as much in the dark as the rest of us. I'm going to really enjoy this series.
Okay, well, so that's the like the catchphrase of the show, of this series. But I always wondered why, because it's not about war. Not really.
Is it about nukes?
Well, no, yeah, baby. The world ends.
It's
society ends.
Yeah.
So it's not even that. I don't want to give spoilers either. Like,
okay.
But it's not about the whole point isn't about the world end. It's actually a very capital. It's about capitalism.
It always comes back to capitalism.
Is it really supposed to be that humanity? I think it's the idea that like humanity doesn't change. Maybe more.
Well, see, what I was thinking was that it's like a joke. Because it's like war never changes, but then the bombs drop and war does in fact change.
Well,
we're getting too philosophical for the too early.
No, So like you play. So again, Zach, you played 3 and 4. You said
no. I played 3 in New Vegas.
New Vegas, right?
Guys. Can we just talk about the episode?
So the overall franchise is more along the lines of about talking. The whole point of it is about capitalism. Like, I'm not gonna even lie. It really is. Like, the nuclear war and all that stuff is very minor to the main story.
All right. Well, okay. Yeah. We'll talk about it later, Jay. Maybe when we're not online.
Well, as a cowboy, and they play a great song, "Flash Bam Alakazam,"
and it's so good.
I didn't like this part. It was scary.
The intro was so good.
I never enjoy
watching.
No, I hate cold opens. No, I don't like watching desperate people flee for their lives, especially when they're all going to die and they have children. I don't enjoy that. I didn't enjoy it in Last of Us. Don't enjoy it now.
Okay, that's fair.
Good call, dude. But it was not a big fan. It was very well done. I like that the opening text is at the end.
Appreciated how they ran the intro. It was really cool.
So I have a theory about Walton Goggins.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he the model for the Vault Boy?
No. I don't think
the Vault Boy's not a cowboy.
Because of the thumb? Because of the thumb,
and it seemed to imply he was some kind of like Hollywood actor, well-known person.
The thumb, yeah, the thumb makes sense.
And they're both kind of blonde. It's kind of hard to tell because he had a cowboy hat on.
I think it's a joke. Or I think it's like a little nod, wink-wink to the fans.
We'll see.
I'm getting attacked up here, guys.
That was an actual piece of like the lore. Like it's not meant to be that. But
guys, you don't think they could have changed anything about the show?
How dare you?
No.
But I mean, part of the story is like that is part of it, and then the whole something that's also a thing about the nuclear war, and then
that's why Vault Boy has his thumb up.
Uh huh.
But
does he have his thumb up?
Major thing.
It's because of the bombs.
Because like they explain that you put your thumb up when you see a bomb go off.
Oh, and if it's bigger than your thumb, then
Pay
attention. Okay, I don't know, man. So you don't pay attention. You know this.
No, that's
I'm paying attention now for the love of the game.
I'm the one who doesn't pay attention.
I'm
the one who doesn't pay attention.
So I like more character stuff. I like when they're like, oh, that cowboy guy's a pinko, but he still took my money.
You like that part?
Yeah, it's like a little bit of character stuff.
Yeah, it gives a little
flavor. A desperate man who wants to feed his biracial daughter.
And a little, they're already turning you against capitalism, like Jay said. The asshole rich people are capitalists, and the good guy who cares about his daughter is a communist.
Not just that, but it also puts you in the mindset of what time period that these people are supposed to be like representing.
Yeah, like where they live.
Well, that's certainly part of it.
They live in alternative.
That's
50s.
The main priority of that whole scene, I feel.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay. So then you learned about the thumb rule. They're at the birthday party.
I feel like I learned a little bit too much about nuclear bombs. I think they should.
No such thing.
Too much about nuclear bombs. I was thinking they were so close. They should have just all been dead.
Well, that's annoying, a little annoying, because I agree. He's like, if it's bigger than your thumb, don't bother running, and then they start running.
Well, that's it's like human nature. Come on.
Oh, they kill me.
Wow, it's just a lot.
It's a Zach.
I died.
Nope.
It's a Zach. It's a Zach.
Oh,
Zach.
Oh, they got me. The firebending seems to be kind of bad. I don't want to say bad, but it seems bad.
No, it takes too long to set up. Mm-hmm. Same with the water.
I guess what else are you going to do? Just like stand there and accept your fate?
Right, exactly.
Well, I'm so glad you brought that up, guys, because I want to talk about where the first initial shockwave comes and it blasts all the glass and everybody's fine.
Yeah, no way. No way.
Well, so this is why duck and cover actually has some merit to it.
Yeah.
We talked about this on the Spy-Fi, guys. Have we talked about it already here? Does it sound familiar?
Well, it's only familiar because I learned some things when I visited Hiroshima.
So Alana's with me on this. So yeah, so unfortunately, fortunately or unfortunately, there's two examples of people getting hit by nuclear explosions. And yeah, so that's why ducking and covering makes sense, because flying debris is going to hurt you or kill you.
A lot.
Yeah. But then also the flash of light, the double flash, that can cause burns.
Yeah.
So that's why they told people to get under a blanket. Which sounds stupid, because a blanket is not going to protect you from a nuclear blast.
Yeah, interesting.
But it does protect you from
depending
burns.
Depending how far away you are, it could help, yeah.
Yeah, it protects you from burns.
Burns and the extra shrapnel. And also, it cushions you from the shockwave.
Maybe,
it reduces the effect of the shockwave, because of the air and the material of the blanket will absorb some of it, so it reduces it by I forget what the proportional rate is, but it does.
Yeah. But yeah, so like I said, this scene gave me anxiety. I know too much about nuclear weapons. I was just waiting for something to go off. And then when they're on the horse and then there's just more bombs going.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I was like, that guy had the best ride ever, the horse.
I was hoping that he would just be like jumping over cars and jumping like as cars went by, just jumping over. I thought there was going to be a lot more to it. I was kind of disappointed that it wasn't just leaping over people and like kicking people in the head.
Well, right, so that would be similar to Last of Us if they did
that,
though.
Yeah. I wanted that.
Well, I just want The Last of Us again. All right. So we cut ahead to the vault, and Lucy is interviewing for marriage.
Be tribute.
Yeah, and it's and I guess I want to keep moving, but I also need his explanation. It seems like I don't understand how Vault 33 can just get together and have a powwow with Vault 32.
They're connected.
All the vaults. What?
They're connected. They're underground. They explain that.
It's not like Silo. You watch Silo, right?
Yes, I watched some of Silo.
They're connected.
Is it just the two of them?
Well,
no,
so
maybe?
I got the impression from the show that the vaults are connected like on each end. So 33 and 32 and 34 are all connected. But that's it.
Okay.
I mean, don't you think they would be like, where's Vault 1 through 33?
Yeah, exactly.
So certain vaults are connected, certain vaults are not. The vaults are spread throughout the entire world or country, really more along the lines of country. But they're not always connected. There's some vaults that are completely developed in isolation.
Like Silo.
As far as I remember from the games, none of the vaults were connected to one another in the games.
There are a couple of games that the vaults are connected to each other.
Okay.
And that's part of the main story. So like this ties into some of the other lore where other vaults are connected, and like the concept is, oh, what if you later found out that your neighbor has had like the good life and you've been fucked? this entire time. How would that make you feel? And what would you do as soon as you're allowed to interact? So, like, so that was part of, like, there's, so there's, like, a lot of things. But, yeah, so there are certain vaults that are connected to each other, or at least there are tunnels that go to each other, but they're not always the case.
Well, the, so really quickly about the skills is that this reminded me of the Dungeons & Dragons movie, where they're just listing all the skills she has, which are all, as you are probably not surprised to hear, are all from the game.
No.
Like science, speech, you know, wrestling. Well, wrestling's not one of them.
Athletics.
Yeah. Athletics. So do you guys like how the dress has been reused a bunch of times?
Yep, makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and it's cool that they write their names on it. It doesn't make any sense that it would fit all of them, but whatever.
Well, whatever.
It's a TV show. Yeah, it's a TV show.
They're probably all relatively in good shape because they live.
I like the part where Chet's like, "No, I love you."
That part about the cousin thing was really funny.
That was funny. She's like, "I'm sick of this all this cousin stuff. I'm ready for the real thing."
Yeah, she's like, "Cousin stuff is fine for kids, but you know it's not a sustainable sexual long term practice."
Stepbrother, no.
Why does she have to do cousin stuff? There's nobody in that vault that she's not related to. Is that the
yes?
Is that the
that's
point?
What it's implying. Yeah.
The vaults are locked. So what are you gonna do?
How many people live in a vault? Probably a lot, right?
After 200 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. 200 years. Yeah, I guess that's true.
So that was clever. I don't remember that in the games, but it did remind me of Longbarrow, which is a Doctor Who novel, where they're like Time Lords are all cousins to each other as well. We don't need to get into that. That's too long. But yeah.
Well, Grand Glacier.
So they meet Vault 32, and then she meets her to-be husband, who's an emo kid.
And also, they quickly discuss the terms of the marriage. They're like, we'll give you speed and blah, blah, blah. They don't even really mention her.
Well, I mean,
at least
she's not really part of the trade. It's like, they get his genetic diversity, and in exchange, they get wheat or whatever.
They 33 gives 32 all the good stuff. They get his
get his genes.
Hunky death. Yeah.
So it depends. So because it's a ongoing process. So like they're allowed to do it every so often. So like these terms in the contract are already pre-established. So they just have to.
How they can't be that pre-established because they didn't know if Vault 32 was going to have a blight.
Well, they so again, like I mean,
32 was clearly
the
lying.
Process.
Right?
Well, but like they made up that they had a blight, and then they were like, "Okay, we'll do," because they said they had a triannual exchange. So they were like, "Okay, for this triannual exchange, we need wheat, and you need semen."
Right.
Done.
Thank you, Juana.
You're welcome.
It's true.
What is your sperm count, by the way?
But again, I mean, because they're not supposed to, so they're not supposed to talk about what their experiment is and what is actually happening with their stuff. And they're only supposed to talk about then very specific, like they're very limited into what they can actually talk about. So,
okay.
In this case, they both, and it's only me too.
Ooh, like, do you want
if
it?
They need it?
Yeah, but I'll give you what I have instead.
Mm.
So,
okay.
Yeah, so like
make a trade,
they don't actually know what's
triannual trade, Matt.
They don't actually know what's the deal.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, they don't know what's happening with each other's vault. They just know that in this particular case, they're willing to trade for these things.
I mean, I don't think anyone thought that they knew what was going on in the other one.
So how did they? Is there like a big tunnel network, and they just travel the tunnels to get to the other vaults?
Not all tunnels are connected. Yeah, but all overseers are allowed to technically communicate with each other.
But in this case, I guess they could.
But almost all overseers. So overseers have very specific roles and very specific privileges. So overseers are usually allowed to talk to each other. They're not supposed to talk about what they're doing in their vault and what's happening in their vault, but they can if they need to.
Okay.
So unless it's a need to know, so they wouldn't know about the blight because the blight is whatever's happening until like got desperate and they're like, oh, wait, we need resources.
Okay,
the overseers are allowed to communicate about that.
All right, so they have the marriage, and they're hanging out in the wheat field.
Yeah, do you guys like that with the projector?
Yeah.
It was cool.
Yeah. And then they bang.
So there was a lot of adult content in this show. Do you remember what the games are rated? I thought they were teen. Because there's violence, but there's no nudity.
I mean, yeah, you're not watching in the game people bang. You're coming out of the vault. You're not sitting there hooking up with people. Although, I take that back. In Fallout Shelter, you make a lot of people bang. That was
There's a lot of banging.
There's a shit ton of banging in Fallout Shelter.
Okay. You hear the feminists didn't like it, Jay? Actually, we don't have time to get into that.
I worked on a lot.
You remember that? Okay.
Well, the violence in this show is pretty gory too.
Yeah.
Like the part where the husband comes back after getting blended.
Yeah.
It's pretty intense.
Pretty gruesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then it's revealed the 32 are raiders.
And from the surface.
Posing as Vault 32.
Yeah. Did you guys like her Pip-Boy?
Yes. I was like, I don't. So here's the thing with the Pip-Boy, right? Is she has to grab it and then set it to Rads and then point it at him. Wouldn't it be more, wouldn't it be better if it could just detect Rads passively?
Yeah. Well this did answer something I always wondered, which is, do they wear the Pip-Boy when they go to sleep? I guess they don't.
Depends.
So is that what they call those little arm gadget things?
Yes.
Okay.
Pip-Boy 2000 or 3000?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So the raiders, they just start killing everybody.
Well, the fight scene in the bedroom is pretty good too.
It was so good. I was actually super happy with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pretty brutal.
Gruesome.
Yeah.
Also, she could have noticed all his injuries and been like,
He's had
all intense.
Yeah. What's beating you up so much in a vault?
Yeah.
But they also know there's blight and so chaos. Mm.
Blight scars people?
She's a bad boy.
If you're fighting for resources, I'm sorry, I'm going to put you in the throat.
You mean the vault dwellers fighting each other?
Yeah.
I mean, clearly she saw what she wanted to see, which was a hot husband. She's like, life is set. Everything is going to be great.
Do you guys feel like we got a lot of characterization from Lucy this episode?
Yeah.
We didn't get a lot.
I
think you got a decent amount. She was putting out a lot of Mrs. Maisel vibes. I don't know if anybody else watched that show.
She didn't talk nearly fast enough. Or enough.
Yeah, I guess. There were sometimes when it was like that. Like when she was talking, like the sperm count conversation in particular was giving that off. I thought.
Oh, team here.
Yeah. I liked her pregnant friend, and I thought they were going to have a scene together before she leaves the vault, but then they didn't. I thought
the pregnant friend. That really gives off the whole like post-apocalyptic vibe.
He should have, the friend should have been the one to see her off, not her wormy brother.
Yeah, you didn't like him.
No, he sucked.
You mean the one that died?
What?
No, the brother survived.
The friend.
Yeah. What?
Chad?
The friend got stabbed in the eye, but she didn't die. She escaped from the explosion. That was my favorite line, where it's like, do what you do best, run and hide.
Yeah. A little bit of world building. Because, so this is going to be a little bit of a Zach explanation, but Jay, remember this, but I remember other people when they meet you in the world, they're like, oh, you're a vault dweller? It's like vault dwellers don't have a very good reputation. It's like they're arrogant. They think they're more civilized than everybody else.
Well, so I don't want to go. It's kind of a big part of the lore.
Okay, well then let's not get into it. Maybe the show is going to get into it.
The show will 100% get into it.
Okay, but yeah. So the raiders attack. Lucy uses a stim pack, which is just a big needle that somehow cures her.
Oh, I did have a nitpick about that, if you guys will indulge me. And I don't think it's a big deal. I think they kind of made it work, but I think there's a way out of it. But basically, she has the stim pack, and there's an enemy near me, and injects herself with it. But then there's bandages in the
They're coming to you inside.
There's bandages inside the med pack, but she doesn't seem to use them. Like when she comes out, her stomach is just as bloody as it was before.
Because the stim pack makes you feel great.
But come on.
She doesn't have time to bandage, okay? People are dying.
Ooh, speaking of people dying.
The bandages are what you use when the stim pack is out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? That's not how it works.
So
yes, it is.
It's fine.
Healing.
Yeah, it's future tech. I mean, again, it's been 200 years. They figured out how to create new stuff to address that type of shit. But yeah, I mean, it was a big giant callback to the games, which was nice. But yeah, it's basically supposed to be like a clotter as well as a preventative. So like it's a multi-purpose. Like a bandage would heal you for like it'll seal it for a bit, but like the stim pack is supposed to like actually like stop the bleeding and stop the infection and stop all that good stuff.
Yeah, it's supposed to be more effective.
I also had a thought that if they kill off Kyle MacLachlan in a brutal way, I'm gonna hate it, and I'm glad they didn't.
Which one's Kyle MacLachlan?
The dad.
The dad. How can you ask that?
What the hell, Zach?
What? Let's not attack Dude Island. Let's just go back in camp. The
I need shields if anyone has any.
Sure.
I have shields.
Oh, thanks, Jay.
Have any of you guys watched Twin Peaks?
No, but I've watched How I Met Your Mother.
No. How I Met Your Mother. He's great in Twin Peaks. The rest of the show kind of sucks, but he's a great character. All right. Excuse me.
Yeah, so more violence. A guy uses drugs, which is called Jet. And you can get addicted to it in the games, but there's really no reason to because the combat's not that hard. So you don't need it to win fights.
All right. Okay, pro gamer.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So there's the fight in the field. Kyle kills her dad kills her new husband.
Yes.
And then so the lady in charge of the raiders, who looked familiar.
Wait. Before we go back, the stim pack. So like the ability for it to clock and everything like that. Which, thinking about it, like her husband. Should have died from that
husband.
Wound.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It is a show.
Like, well, right, but let's
the rads, man, the rads.
The rads plus that plus all that stuff. Like, it should have done the deed. And that's where like it shows how like potent and how good like those stim packs are because it basically cut all the bleeding off.
But he didn't use a stim pack, or like.
Or did he? We don't know.
I mean, maybe he did, or maybe it was the rads, or maybe whatever.
So quick question about that. Is that a one-seater? Okay. Quick question about that. So he comes from the surface. They can't go up there. It's not safe enough to come out.
Right.
He seems perfectly fine.
Well, except that he's irradiated.
He's irradiated, but other than that, like he can obviously get it up. I guess his sperm count's probably not that good if he's been irradiated.
What's her face? Didn't have time to unpack that, okay?
Yeah.
Before he was trying to kill her. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Jay kind of gave it away a little bit, but maybe the service is not as dangerous as they were led to believe.
Well, you see people, I mean, that's not giving it away. You see the Brotherhood of Steel there on the surface. They seem fine. Right. You know, the guy, the cowboys seem fine.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There you go. But yeah, the leader of the raiders says we either take Lucy or we kill everybody, I guess, is the idea.
I thought confusing. So they make Kyle MacLachlan pick between Lucy or the other survivors.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And he puts Lucy in the closet,
mm-hmm.
which makes me think that he was sacrificing her because then she can't escape from the closet.
I think he was putting her in the closet so they can't reach her.
But they could.
It's a secure.
But they could just open the closet.
Look,
freezer.
Too much was left unsaid in this part.
It was confusing.
I did not find it confusing.
It was very confusing. It was extremely confusing.
It's like people, like when you watch action films and like you open the fridge and it can block bullets magically. It's like that.
But they can just open it and kill her, dude.
Not if they're not honorable.
It's not
they're
that.
They're not honorable.
Are they not?
You got somebody coming in.
What? They killed a bunch of old people.
Yeah, but they gave him the choice. They gave him the choice.
If you kill like 30 innocent people at a wedding, but then you give one guy two choices, then you're honorable.
But they obviously knew each other. So like, that's the key. Like he understood what they were willing to do and what they weren't willing to do.
I didn't have a problem with it. Hold on, keep moving around so you're going to get sniped.
The problem I didn't understand is that she says you have a choice between them and Lucy, but then all of them live except for they all survive and they're in the vault except for him.
Exactly. Confusing.
She changed her mind. Choice. She clearly changed her mind.
Who's she?
The leader of the Raiders.
Okay.
Where is she from, by the way? That lady. She looked familiar.
She did. Yeah.
She's in a bunch of stuff.
She's got one of those faces.
She's in a bunch of stuff.
Taking fire from the ridge.
She might have been the lady from The Last of Us who they're trying to get Ellie to.
Maybe.
That guy's coming in.
Who then tries to like do brain surgery on Ellie, right?
Isn't that her? Fuck.
Below, it's Aang. It's Aang.
Hi, Aang. All right, so they run. So she says, do best, run and hide. Then we cut to Maximus. He's at the Brotherhood of Steel. He's got his buddy. They are admiring those armored suits.
No, can we talk about the latrines?
Oh
no, we do not need to talk about the latrines.
I'd rather not.
I thought it was kind of cool.
Kind of clever, yeah.
It was really clever. Three layers of tires. Although I would hope they sealed like the center, so like it didn't just sit inside those rubber. But whatever. But I thought it was clever. It was a good use. We have the Brotherhood of Steel.
Yeah. The Zeppelins look great. The Ospreys look great. You guys like the brick basketball?
Didn't make any sense.
they know basketball exists, but they don't like because obviously they've been there, and so they've seen basketball hoops, but they don't know how to play the game because there's no one to explain it. So like. What else are you going to do? Throw rocks and bricks and shit.
That's your theory, Jay?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I did. When I didn't have... When my basketball popped, I would just throw rocks into it.
There you go. Okay, so guys, I have a question. Do you think Dane was sabotaged by Maximus?
Dane?
I guess that's the question everyone had in their had in their mind.
I don't think so.
They is his only friend. Yeah. They are his only friends.
They are his only friends. So, did you guys recognize that actress?
No.
No.
Or her voice, their voice?
It was, shoot. Who was it?
No, we don't know. Alana.
Yes,
what,
you
what
did.
Is it?
From the Wheel of Time?
Yes, thank you.
What? Nope. Still not ringing any bells.
That's the torture
Wheel of Time.
Person with a
that's not the same person.
Yes. Yes,
dude.
It is.
No, it's not.
It is.
How would you know?
It
is.
It 100% is.
How would I know? Because I watch both shows.
That's
like a generic white girl.
It's literally the same.
I'm sure she's not white.
All right, anyway, I think Maximus did do it. Because we saw the part where he was really angry. He has rage issues. And then in the scene where let's just do all of Maximus now. When he gets interrogated and he's like, I wanted it to happen, I think the boss was like, yeah, we know you did it, but we want people who are ruthless in our organization. We'll do whatever it takes.
Mm.
So, welcome aboard.
Interesting.
Okay, it's possible.
I could see, like when it was happening, like I was debating it between myself, but I don't know. Yeah, I just came to the conclusion that it probably wasn't just because, it was the only friend. And...
I guess we don't know enough about the Brotherhood to know if someone else would have the motive.
Well, we've already known that.
I think they all have the motive.
Yeah, everyone wants to be that. And
Everyone wants to be set.
But only he has the motive that he would want to stay and hang out with his buddy.
Right.
The anointed.
So,
yeah. Right. So, I don't know. I don't know. Well, it's hard to say.
I liked how with the show, they were doing a little bit of subversion with the Brotherhood of Steel, that they're just another faction, because some people think they're like the good guys, and they're not.
Well, ooh, I mean, it depends on what you think is a good guy.
We'll talk about it when it comes up.
If you think white supremacy is good, then they're the good guys.
If you think religion and the cult is good, then...
If you think we should return to traditional medieval values, they're the good guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I also liked how we get the mission. Two different factions have to find this enclave guy.
Yeah. It's all coming together. Like, the guy from, you know, the guy who plays a little Weasley dude and everything.
Yeah. Also a dog.
And
yeah,
a
and
puppy.
His dog. That's right. So I'm glad they drew a picture of the dog just to make it clear that it's instead of just saying it's a dog.
It's a German Shepherd.
I was wondering if they used assets from the game, because it was very accurate to like what they portrayed in the game.
I mean, it's a dog. Dog is a dog.
It was dog.
Dog.
Yeah. I don't like how a lot of modern shows are like, ooh, let's be mysterious. We're going to be so mysterious and not tell you what the show's about for the first, like, three episodes.
Where are all these plot lines going?
Yeah, what's Lucy going to do? It's like, no, Lucy has a job. The cowboy has a job. Maximus has a job.
Isn't that something
go and do it.
Stargirl, is they really didn't, like, linger on plot points.
Yeah, that's something they liked about it.
Joel McHale might be your dad. No, he's not.
That's one of the longer ones.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That got stretched out the most.
What's her name? Cindy might have killed the gambler. No, she didn't.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah. So Maximus, he's promoted, and they have the ceremony, and he's off to go find the Enclave. Okay. So Lucy cleans up the vault. She wants to go find her dad. Leaves Chuck behind and her Weasley brother. Screw that guy. She has no radiation gear on. At least no obvious radiation gear. Right?
True.
Good point.
If the whole premise of their society is they can't go out because of the rads.
Then they don't have they don't have anything. They don't have anything to protect them. So that makes sense.
They don't have like a leather.
Well, they can't leave
belt.
Because they don't have anything to protect them, so they stay inside.
Yeah,
I don't have an explanation for that, dear. Good point. How about you?
I think Alana just explained it.
Yes, I did.
They just don't have any.
There because he seems savvy in the like politics of the vault in ways Lucy really wasn't.
So how come nobody's like, don't go out there, you'll die because of the rads?
They literally try to stop her.
But not because of the rads. They're just like, it's too dangerous.
No, they say you're going to die.
That's the same thing.
The entire time is just... Don't go there. You're going to die. Like, I don't think you need to go, because you're going to get hit.
From X, Y, and Z. X being the reds.
You're going to die, and here's the things that are going to kill you. A, B, and C.
They already talked about it earlier that the radiation is down, so, like, the family of your family might actually survive and stuff. Yeah.
After this game, do you guys want to switch to Dominion?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
So she leaves. I like the part where she leaves. That was cool. Because
we're
like,
oh, Lucy.
The vault is like super deep. I thought that was cool.
I thought it was really stupid that the kid is like, I guess I didn't understand it, but then I guess it does. It's dumb when the brother, she's like, okay, brother, you have one job, which is to hold the elevator. And then he, of course, doesn't do it. And then he's like, no, when the elevator leaves. And I didn't know why he was freaking out.
It's because they called the elevator.
Yeah, but it still didn't end up being that big of a deal because they come up and say, "Lucy, don't." She says, "Okay, I'm leaving," and then that's it.
Well, he moved the.
They closed the bridge. Yeah.
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 So
that was his job.
His job was to stop him and to give him the warning.
Yeah, he was like, "They don't want you to go because if you find Dad, then they won't be able to be in charge."
We're gonna ride this train.
Yeah, no, we're not. Like, we're going to go get to the radar.
So, yeah, good job just telling us what's going on.
Yeah, we need a character like him.
Yeah, we do. We do. We definitely do. All of us plebs absolutely need a character like that.
What is he from? I can't remember.
He looks. He does look familiar.
He
looks
He's been in like three different shows that I've watched.
He looks like the kid from the guys. One of the guys from Ted Lasso. One of the super fans.
I don't think that's him.
No, he's been in a bunch of shows that I've watched. Not a bunch, but he's been in like one or two shows that I've definitely watched.
All right, enemies on the right. We're gonna go kill him.
And behind us.
Okay, so Lucy leaves the vault, and the first thing we see is flash-fried people, like at Pompeii.
They're coming.
Yep.
And I thought it was interesting that we didn't get, like, a big open world moment. Like, in Fallout 3, people talk about how, wow, when you first leave the vault, then it feels like a whole big world outside. And this is something people notice about this series, is that it's been 200 years since the bombs dropped, but it still looks like no one's had time to sweep the floor. So that's interesting.
Which floor?
Yeah, what?
Like all the floor. Well, you'll see. Like all the floors.
All the floors?
Yeah.
Everything's like dilapidated. Okay.
Everyone's
too busy trying not to starve.
Guys, okay. let's get out of
here. I'm going for the card.
Alana, get in the car. Sorry, Jay. Yeah.
So I think that's it we see for Lucy, right? Is she just leaves the vault and
she leaves the vault.
Is she, do you think she's in California?
Yeah. You could see the Santa Monica Pier.
Okay.
That could be any pier.
No, but she come on. Wallen Goggins is in California too.
She could be in Wildwood, New Jersey.
No.
I think she's pretty clearly in California, which I'm pretty sure is the setting of the first game, but I haven't played it, so I don't know for sure. Thank you, Jay.
There's a team here.
Okay, so then we get the final scene with the grave robbers and the ghoul, who hates chickens.
No, he doesn't hate the chicken.
He doesn't hate chickens, that's the point.
He wants to eat the chicken.
That means he's not feral.
No, that means he kind of is.
Please wait for me before you use that.
Okay.
No, too late.
Oops.
No, yeah, it does just shields. They think the chicken is gonna help against him, but then it doesn't.
What they said was if he goes to eat the chicken, he's gone feral.
Yes.
Oh, that's okay.
That's right. Thank you a lot.
You're welcome. Okay. And everyone pay attention.
You guys notice when someone gets shot by a little baby, like a doll leg?
Yeah.
Yeah. He has sort of compressed, like, gun thing that, like, just makes objects into...
It fires objects.
Projectiles, yeah.
Yeah.
It was kind of cool.
It's a pretty cool ass one.
It's called a rocket launcher.
Thanks.
Like rock dash it.
Yeah, I got it.
Got it? Yeah.
Thanks.
Team Heroes. Right.
The games have a little bit of like dark humor, but
Tons of dark humor.
Yeah. Your mileage may vary on that.
Yeah.
And then we get revealed the cowboy guy is the ghoul, and he's still going after the Enclave.
And just in case. For the love of the game, and just in case you're a dumb audience member, you don't get it, he says his catchphrase from the beginning of the episode.
Yep.
Yep.
Hey, yo.
Okay, good. Naomi's on.
Anyway, so that's the first episode. I thought it was great. I quite enjoyed it.
Hey, I thought it was good.
All right, so are we doing Christmas Day first or Naomi's Notes first?
No, Naomi's Notes first. Go first. Naomi, you with us?
Wait, hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is going to be a quick one. Today,
because we're running late.
It's late. Yeah, it's bedtime. Today on Naomi's Notes, we are talking about a great show, a show that is loved by millions around the world, probably.
Enemies on the right. Okay.
Pushing.
And it's the hot goss in the office today and all over everywhere because for the first time in a long time they've dropped two new episodes over the course of a week.
Is it Bluey?
It's Bluey. We're talking to Bluey today.
All right.
Wow.
I've been hearing some things.
You weren't kidding when you said save it for the pod, Matt.
I was not kidding.
So Bluey.
It's a really bad sniper, by the way.
Is for those of you who don't know, an adorable.
Does anybody
show.
Not know what Bluey is?
Are we doing the whole show?
What? No, I'm just giving a little background.
Who doesn't know what Bluey is? Raise your hand.
Jay and Zach don't know.
You don't know. Why don't I know about
Why
Bluey?
Would you assume that?
I know Bluey.
I assume.
Do all of your listeners know who Bluey is?
No, fine. Okay, go. Fine, go. That's true.
Okay, anyway, Bluey is an Australian dog, a blue heeler, to be specific. And
Bluey's a girl, by the way.
Yes.
Nobody knows that.
We all know that.
Nobody knows that.
Knows that, Alana.
Nobody
Actually,
knows
our
that.
Children, our children don't know that. They keep calling her a he.
They keep misgendering Bluey. Yeah. Anyway, so she is, I think, 5-year-old girl. She has a little sister named
She's
Bingo.
Six. Is she in kindergarten? Come on, Naomi.
Yeah. Wow.
She might be six. She has a sister named Bingo, who I want to say is 4. And
acceptable.
What'd you say, Alana?
I said acceptable.
I think this is now my favorite episode.
Anyway, and their parents are Bandit and Chili. I can get into the whole extended universe, but I won't. And there is a Bluey extended universe, guys. I mean, seriously. But anyway, they just dropped some episodes, and what happened was I was out to dinner Saturday night with some friends, like adult friends.
Ooh.
And yeah, without children, although we all have children.
Where was Matt? And,
what?
I'm home with my children.
What?
I was at home with said children.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Anyway.
Yes, husband.
So one of them had been at a Bluey birthday party earlier that day and was saying that the hot goss of the birthday party was that they had just dropped this like 8-minute episode. All the episodes are 8 minutes. This 8-minute episode dropped last week. And then on Sunday, the day after I was out to dinner, they were going to drop a like really long special.
I mean, is it gossip if it's confirmed?
Well, the point is, it hasn't...
The hot news, Alana, whatever.
Oh, okay, whatever.
I hadn't heard. So I went home and immediately downloaded the 8-minute episode. Actually, that's not true. I texted Matt so he could do it.
And you watched it without the kids?
No!
Wow.
I did not.
Because
then the next day, we were driving home anyway. We had a long drive. So that morning, we downloaded the special, which is 30 minutes, which is really long for a Bluey episode. Because they're usually 8 minutes. So on the drive home, me and the kids watched it in the back seat. And I was given some heads up by my friend because the 8-minute episode that they dropped ended on a cliffhanger.
That led into
the 30-minute special. And so my friend gave me a heads up that there might be some feelings involved.
Feelings.
Bullshit.
I mean, right next to us.
So anyway, me and the kids watched both of the episodes twice each on the drive home. And Matt, you were driving. Were there feelings?
Yes, there were feelings.
There were a lot of feelings.
Knocked one.
I'm not going to give any spoilers, though, because you all need to watch it. It's so
I've seen
good.
It.
Alana's watched it.
Did you cry, Alana? You
can no! I was mad at Chili and Bandit. What were they thinking?
Zach, you're up by yourself.
There's two teams. I have bullets.
Listen, if you're going to make that kind of decision, commit, okay? Get
the
books.
Be on the same page.
Prepare your children. Commit.
Marriage?
They didn't do it.
Is really hard.
And that's why everyone was upset.
Marriage?
Zach, come back to us.
What?
Yeah, I said it. Marriage and adulting is really hard.
Adulting.
You're between three teams. They're pushing you.
Case in point about marriage being hard.
Okay, but like something that big of a decision, it's like, take your time. Don't blow it.
I'm going.
They're having
also, you guys moved when Allison was little, and she was totally cool with it. So did you do something different?
Okay,
Alana, you're in the zone.
The first
it's
time
totally
we
different. Was, totally different.
She was 6 months old, so she doesn't remember.
Okay. Not that time, Naomi.
Second of all, the other time she was like 4 and Ezra was 1.
Like Bingo's age?
Yeah, exactly.
But she hadn't started like kindergarten. So she was actually moving closer to all of her friends, so it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we're also better parents because we were just like, it's happening. It's not your decision.
Also, our kids still want us to sell our house all the time. They're like, can we move? We don't like this house anymore.
Yeah, we're ready for a new one. So, you know.
That's interesting.
I know. They need to appreciate what they have, really. Count their blessings, if you ask me.
So, guys, I'm sorry, I need to interrupt for a second. If you complete these goals for Fortnite, you can get an Appa glider.
Whoa.
I thought audible
gasp.
Are we going back to the lobby?
No, we're playing Minion.
Yeah.
And we have time for one.
Go back to the lobby.
Those are my notes. It sounds like Alana has more opinions about it than I do, though.
I have a lot of opinions, yeah.
Wow.
Always.
Always and forever. All
right, so what else?
I don't think they handled it very well, and that's why Bluey and Bingo were upset. They have no one to blame but themselves.
They're not perfect parents.
Yep, I agree.
And I just struggle. I mean, as someone who just moved, like, by the time you get to the stage of moving all your stuff, it's like, it's too late to change your mind. Okay? So many things are in motion.
I agree.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
That's a TV show.
But you know what, Alana? They may be dogs, but you know what? They're human, you know?
What's that, Chad?
They may be drinkers, Robin, but they're still human beings.
I appreciate that your internet works.
Oh, yeah, it works. It's beautiful. Are you talking to me?
Yes, you.
I appreciate that everyone's internet works, but especially my own.
Yeah.
All right. Is it time for questions of the day, quick hits?
Yes.
Oh, no. I didn't wait for Jay.
You didn't.
Abort.
All right.
Can we use the same code?
I don't know.
It didn't work.
I don't think so.
New game. All right. Question number one. Would you rather be seen as funny or intelligent?
Funny.
We had this before.
Pretty funny.
I don't think we've had this one.
We 100% had this before.
We have not. We had the one. Jay, are you thinking of the one where you're like the smartest friend or the dumbest friend?
No. We've had this question. I guarantee you we had this question.
Okay. We're having it again. Pray I don't have it a third time.
I'm sticking with mine.
Funny.
Smart people are stuck up.
Yeah, I'm always going to say funny.
Yeah, funny because if you're intelligent, then people will give you work to do.
Yeah.
And if
you're funny, they don't care.
The question is how you'd like to be seen. And I want to be seen as funny because I don't want people to like be aware that how smart I am.
Wow.
That sounds diabolical somehow.
That sounds like a smart person answer.
Sneak up on them.
Exactly.
Pick up on him and then shiv him. Okay. Cool. I suppose I agree. Yeah, I agree. I'm not going to go against the grain.
All right. Next, I think that's everybody.
All right. Question number two. What is your favorite restaurant?
Oh, God. What?
Yeah. That's right. Would you rather say chain or?
No, restaurant. Oh, God, You've already done chain.
Okay.
I have an answer. I'll go first. My favorite restaurant is Twisted Noodle Cafe in College Station, Texas.
Wow.
Shout out.
Interesting. But not enough to go back.
No, definitely not. It is my favorite.
I mean, I think our family's favorite restaurant is Max Burger.
in our town. Matt and Naomi.
Like our families, because the kids love it too, and they have good gluten-free stuff. I don't know what my personal one would be, because if the family's happy, I'm happy, you know?
Yeah.
I don't need much. I just need a burger. Yeah.
Wow. It's hard.
I think I've been to Ted's Bulletin a lot. That's like, but I wouldn't say it's my favorite. Maybe Roaming Rooster. We get that a lot too. But I would say if I had to pick just one, it would be the Corner Pug.
It's not as good as it used to be.
I'm not listening.
It's a new owner, I think.
Yeah.
Mm. It's possible.
Sad. Mostly for the aesthetic.
Pugsley.
How about you, Jay and Naomi?
Shit, I didn't mean to.
Yeah, it's really hard.
Because
I always like to go to new places. I went to a new place today for lunch at work.
Cool. How was that?
It was actually kind of, it was good. It was this Vietnamese place, and it was literally like literally a hole in the wall. Like we ordered online ahead of time, and we went there, and like it was this little room with like maybe like three tables in it, and there was no like counter or anything. There was just like this kitchen that people would occasionally come out of with food. It was like really, like it looked almost sketchy, but the food was delicious.
Did everybody weigh in?
No, mine is. Oh, bloody hell. Favorite restaurant. I would say right now it's Shibuya in Allen's Morgan because they have the fluffy Japanese pancakes. But really, I want to say it's going to be Nick Tahoe's in Rochester.
Interesting.
And what kind of food is that?
It's a garbage plate. And it's delicious. Garbage plate.
All right.
Okay, cool.
A garbage plate is mac salad, home fries, meat of like some ground variety. So you could either have hamburger, hot dogs, or other stuff, and then a meat sauce. And then you douse it all in
coleslaw sauce.
Certain places have coleslaw. Nick Tahoe's does it.
Basically, whatever you want. Buffalo sauce.
Douse it in hot sauce. You mix it all together, and then you have shitty old stale French bread on top of it.
Sounds great.
An experience. It's delicious. It's tasty, but it's more the experience. So that's why I like it.
Nice.
Are we talking about food or
restaurant?
We're talking about restaurant.
Yeah. So the restaurant. Yeah.
Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah. So that would be it.
Okay. And question number three comes to us courtesy of Zach. So, Zach, you may need to explain this one. It's, if you could remove one thing from Star Wars, what would it be?
Yes.
So, are we talking original trilogy?
Anything.
We're talking anything
involving Star Wars.
Oh, gosh. Well, then Wait. Where do I start?
Hold on. Repeat that one more time.
It can only be one thing.
If you could remove one thing from Star Wars, what would it be? I mean, can I say the one thing is everything after Return of the Jedi?
No.
Oh, yeah, that's one thing.
Yeah, well, no, it's a bunch of things.
Okay.
Can I say George Lucas?
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, that would take out everything, Naomi.
Yeah. Well, yes and no, because I feel like he was more involved in the prequels and sequels than he was in the originals.
You know, I mean, like, it's worth it.
Yeah. Like, he's the reason they were bad, and other people made the originals good. That's my hot take.
Okay. But, like, George Lucas's direct involvement in the films?
Yeah. Yep.
All right, so, that's not really the spirit of the question, but...
Having had time to think about it, I'm going to say Disney Plus. Not Disney, but Disney Plus.
Really? Oh. So you'd rather have no Mandalorian and Book of Boba Fett and Andor than no sequels?
Well, here's the thing.
Oh!
I'll tell you. So I think the damage has already kind of been done with the sequels, and a lot of the Disney Plus shows were originally going to be movies, like Obi-Wan. So if you don't have Disney Plus, then maybe these all would have been movies instead.
What outside of Obi-Wan was going to be a movie?
I don't know. Andor? Wasn't Andor going to be a movie originally?
Uh-uh.
You disagree?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Book of Boba Fett? I'm pretty sure that was going to be a movie.
Nope.
Okay. Anyway, I'm sticking with my answer.
Fair enough.
Take out Shmi Skywalker. Immaculate Conception.
That's a good choice, Laura.
Give him a father. Have some balls. Wow. Just like
unlike his father.
Anakin Skywalker's father.
His father is Palpatine.
Yeah.
I would probably take out. I guess if I had to, I mean, I really, you guys know my feelings. I really do hate the sequels. Everything about them, mostly not everything, but everything they did to the original trilogy, but. If I can't get rid of them entirely, I would probably get rid of midichlorians.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I agree with that.
Get rid of midichlorians.
That is a big hater of midichlorians.
Yeah, they're not that bad. That it's often. A 5-minute conversation, and then they never come up again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not true.
Have you ever played against that joke when Allison was born? Matt, did you ever tell them that?
Probably.
Her midichlorians are off the charts.
I think
Master Yoda has it that high.
Steve or someone asked Matt to ask the nurses to measure her midichlorians.
That's actually pretty clever. Good job, Steve. I like that.
Two nobles instead of a platinum. Alana, you are truly lost.
Mm. Hey, Matt, wow, Matt, you're sticking with your answer.
Yeah, because part of the appeal of the original Star Wars is that Luke is supposed to be like an everyman. Anybody could be him, could be strong in the Force. But no, it's like a scientific measurement of it.
It goes from a chosen to very scientific.
It's like, if you're a genius in real life, there's probably a biological reason for it, too. Like, your brain's bigger. Like, Einstein's brain was bigger.
So, Alana, you're saying genetics are tied to IQ?
No, I'm saying that...
sounds like what you said.
I'm saying this...
I think Star Wars is
it's not reasonable for there to be, biological indicators of magic powers. Like, just look at the X-Men.
No, the X-Men is a totally different franchise, and I will not look at them.
Speaking of the X-Men, I've been watching X-Men 97. It's pretty good.
I heard it's good.
It's good.
I heard it was really good.
Oh, okay.
It's been pretty tasty.
So, okay, Jay, how about you? You're the last one.
Midichlorians is a really good one. Mine would be the decision. Whatever partnership that ended up causing, half of the games to be canceled. I wanted the Mandalorian Bounty Hunter game to come out. And it was a very specific purchase of property that caused that game to not come out. And whatever that was, I don't like it.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say the decision to make all the expanded universe not canon. That would have been a good choice, too.
No, because two-thirds of that has come back as canon. The only parts that have not come back as canon is the fact that Luke was married. That's pretty much the only thing that did not come back as canon. So I'm more than happy to enjoy the rest of it.
All right.
Anything and it just gives me more things to read, which is
there cool. You go.
All right. No, take us out, please.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week at twitch.tv/mcslanty and catch up with us next week for more Fallout.
Yeah, yay. It was such a long episode. Why was it three stories long?
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you, come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming. With the siblings and Jay, listen while they play.